Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal, Valerie Smaldone. So Laura McMullen is a career editor at U.S. News, usnews.com, and someone we've had on the show before. And as we get into spring and later into spring, Laura points out that there's a whole crop of new college grads out there about to enter the workforce, they hope. And you probably even know one or two. So rather than buying them a pen or a briefcase to congratulate them, Laura says get them something they really need, like a job. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So where do you start if you want to be helpful for one of these freshly minted grads?
So you start by looking right within your own company. And you might think that you don't know of any openings within your company. Maybe they're not posted on your job board, on your internal job board or external job board. But as some of my experts for this article pointed out, a lot of these entry-level positions within the company aren't even posted anywhere because they're so frequently filled by internal referrals, like what you can get to your grad. So start by looking within your company, and even if there isn't a spot open right then, by just passing that resume of this new grad that you know, passing the resume to the HR department, that's really convenient because that HR team is going to have that resume on file for any time there's a spot that fills up that they need to fill immediately. So start by looking within your own organization, and that's the most helpful thing you can do.
You know, as I read your article, I thought there might be a danger to this in that if you go out on a limb and recommend someone for a job and they may not, you don't know them that well, and new grads have little to no real work history on which you can depend, you may end up recommending someone who doesn't turn out to be such a great worker, and it could damage your own reputation in the company, especially if you're someone who is a manager or is involved in hiring, perhaps in another department.
Yes, that would certainly be a better reflection. I agree with you. So for those situations where, say, this is, you know, a cousin's kid or a neighbor kid or maybe someone you just don't know that well, go ahead and continue passing on the resume, but I would suggest when doing so saying, to be honest, you might say this is someone I've always enjoyed, is personable, he seems professional, but I haven't worked with him professionally. And then that's up to your HR department or whoever is hiring to use their best judgment. You know, it's in their best interest to also interview the heck out of this person and make sure that they're a good investment for the company. So I think that's fine to give a little caveat to say, here's the resume, you know, but I would continue interviewing like normal, like you would do with any other candidate. But that way you're doing your due diligence, you're getting that new grad's name in the mix, you're kind of pushing their resume to the top, but you're not saying, hey, absolutely hire this person, I can guarantee them.
Okay, so you're not putting your gold star on them, your stamp of approval.
Yeah, if you don't have any past experience that would let you put an actual gold star on it, then don't, but just simply passing along the resume will definitely be helpful.
Okay. Now, you mentioned in your article also forwarding the resume outside your own organization. And I wondered, I guess it could be helpful, but is that enough? It seems to me it's not much different than the new grad applying online to every opening they possibly see.
Yes. So what I mean by that is, keep in mind that you don't only have your industry network, you know, the people who are in the same tech sort of business, but you have people you play soccer with. For example, I play soccer with people who have jobs that I never even knew existed, you know, so
right.
So that can be helpful. And actually, the experts in this article said that's actually where the number starts to explode by the second and third connection, because maybe you and the grad share a lot of the connections. But so that's not super helpful, but if the person you forward it to has more connections and more connections after that, et cetera, it's when you get into the second, third, and fourth tier connections that you really expand the number of eyes that are on this resume.
Okay.
And to your point about how it might not be as helpful as a job board, that, you know, definitely stick, you know, check out the job boards if you're a new grad and apply online as you can. But this is just one more way avenue to get a job. And actually, as one of the experts pointed out, there are smaller companies who might be like startups or have only 10 to 12 employees who don't even bother putting their openings on the job boards. Mm-hmm. They're so small, they don't have the manpower to interview them, etc. So they will tap these internal, you know, forwards of a friend of a friend of a friend. They will track these and sort of use that as their pool of hiring.
Okay.
And also, unlike a job board, you know, you do still have that personal touch at the very beginning. You know, if I was a HR person, I would rather probably look at somebody who is forwarded by someone I know rather than, you know, a random applicant online.
We're talking to Laura McMullen, the career editor at U.S. News. Her article, recent article, is How to Help a College Grad Get a Job. Laura, I want to take you outside the confines of what you wrote about in your article.
Mm-hmm.
Some things mm-hmm. that I thought about as I was reading it. One issue that I see in my work life with new grads, especially sort of the, you know, the crop in the last few years, is they often don't have the soft skills
yeah.
needed, like communication, interpersonal skills. They often, even though they're college graduates, they don't write well, probably because they were raised on texting, where you use the letter U instead of Y-O-U. Mm. Yes. And they're terrified of making a phone call, especially to a stranger. And often they can't think critically or prioritize their work. Like, they have the actual skills for mm-hmm. the job, but they don't have any of the skills that go around it. And I find mm-hmm. that it's hard to correct those missing soft skills because they're usually a result kind of a lifetime of bad habits.
Yeah, it's institutional. So yeah, like you were saying about the weird communication, you know, you need to express yourself like a real person and not through emojis. I totally agree. But if you know a student who is still in school, so say they have like a month left even, there is never too late to visit that college, the job board on mm-hmm. campus, the career center, that's what I'm trying to say, the career center on campus, because you're right, those soft skills are hugely important and they're harder to practice. You know, you can study for, you know, you can write cover letters all day, you can tune your resume all day, but if you can't like pick up a phone and talk and interview well, it's kind of useless. So at career centers, that's where students can hone those skills via, you know, practice calls, you know, mock interviews. Mm-hmm. And even if you personally, someone who's in the workforce, not an expert, if you know someone pretty well who's graduating, as I say in my article, it's absolutely important that you offer to help them with a mock interview. And that will help this young person sort of see how they present themselves, see how they look on camera, if you want to videotape it, and also, of course, just give them real practice for the interview itself.
Okay. All right. Now, you talk about shadowing in your article as well. Talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that.
So shadowing is old school, isn't it? This has been going on forever. And it's a classic way to just bring in a new or a soon-to-be graduate to see how the workplace really looks. You know, it might be more or less glamorous than they thought it would be, and it might point them toward what it will help them see what they do or don't want to do. So for example, for me, if I knew somebody who wasn't even necessarily a journalist, you know, say he's an accountant, even him coming in and following me is still helpful because he'd probably end up working in a similar sort of office-like environment, see what goes into the day-to-day, see those soft skills that you had mentioned that are in play and learn from that. The only thing I would suggest is that you really do your research before you agree to have someone shadow you, and that you ask your company first and then really set up your whole day, plan it out, what you're going to do. I've read articles on other websites that suggest also sort of sharing the shadowee with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So the shadowee can see more perspectives, and so you can get a breather and get work done.
Yeah, because sometimes your regular day is you on the phone all day, and if shadowee is just watching you on the phone doing one side of a conversation, they're not going to be able to pick up that much.
Yeah, that is not helpful. So that's why, you know, really thinking about your days ahead of time, what's going to be an interesting day? Okay, here's a time when I'm having a meeting with a couple important people. Here's where maybe I'm making a call, but it's an important business call. These are, like you had said earlier, these are important soft skills that they can absorb just by
watching.
Yeah. But I do agree that you need to figure out the best day to visit and not one where you're just, you know, poking around online or on the phone all day.
So in your article, you talk a lot about what we can do to help college grads get a job. Is there mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. a smart grad can do to give them an edge, like seek out a mentor? If they made a phone mm-hmm. call themselves and asked for help or coaching, if I got a call from a son or daughter of a friend directly asking for help, I'd be so mm-hmm. impressed with them that I'd
yeah.
move mountains just to kind of reward their initiative.
Like your example of if the daughter or son of a friend of yours called you and asked to shadow you, that would be so impressive and you would go out of your way. But then if you went ahead and Googled that person and saw that he or she has like this really slick package, a slick personal brand, that would be even more impressive. And
totally.
Then you could show that to, you know, whoever in your network would be helpful and say, listen, this isn't just some, young person, you know, being a cliche millennial and asking for gifts, asking for a handout. This is someone who's put in a lot of thought and effort into how they can benefit whoever hires them. That's key for a millennial. And also it really plays into their strengths in theory. If they're good online, you know, they should be able to build a nice little online reputation.
Yeah, very good. Laura McMullen, the career editor at U.S. News. The article is How to Help a College Grad Get a Job. It's at usnews.com. Thank you, Laura. Love talking to you always.
Thank you. Have a good one.
It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.